A man named Phil Davison stood before a crowd in 2010, ready to launch his political career. What happened next became internet infamy. His speech went viral as possibly the worst of all time. His voice cracked and roared unpredictably, sweat poured down his face, his body jerked with uncontrolled intensity. Yet, here's the twist. When communication experts later coached him using a simple three-step process, the exact same speech transformed him from appearing like a maniac to seeming relaxed, confident, and professional. Nothing changed but his delivery. This dramatic shift reveals a truth most of us miss. When communication fails, the responsibility lies not with your audience's inability to understand, but with your failure to hit the target. Think about the last meeting you attended. Was it one of the 71% that people consider wasteful? Communication has reached a crisis point. We touch our phones 2,617 times daily, fragmenting our attention into meaningless shards. Meanwhile, 65% of employees desperately want more feedback from managers who remain silent. This disconnect costs more than productivity. It erodes the human connections that make work meaningful. The solution lies in understanding what professional actors have known for centuries: intention creates communion. When you speak with clear intention, a strong action verb guiding your delivery, something remarkable happens. Research from the University of Toronto shows this creates invisible currents between speaker and listener, a transpersonal experience that transcends mere words. Your brain processes this on two levels simultaneously. Dr. Sophie Scott's neuroscience research reveals that your left temporal lobe handles words while your right brain processes vocal dynamics. This explains why a monotone recitation of brilliant ideas falls flat while passionate delivery of simple concepts moves mountains. The persuasion equation pairs intention with objective, what you want your audience to feel or do. High-charge verbs like inspire or electrify activate engagement, while low-charge treadmill verbs like inform or update leave audiences checking their phones. When Davison learned to align his intense passion with clear intention, his message finally landed. The arrow hit the bullseye. Jeff Bezos noted, "Your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room." Yet Forbes reports less than 15% can articulate their personal brand. Identify three words describing you, then ask trusted colleagues for theirs. The gaps reveal blind spots. Your brand isn't your title, it's the solution you provide and experience you create. Executive presence combines confidence, knowledge, passion, and professional appearance. We form impressions within 33 milliseconds based on appearance alone. The halo effect means clothing influences perceptions of character and abilities. Northwestern studies show it affects actual performance. Body language speaks volumes. A strong home base position, feet planted, pelvis locked, chest open, chin level, grounds communication. Confident speakers expand into space with gestures, while nervous ones contract. Eye contact for roughly 70% of conversation signals engagement and trustworthiness. Strategic pauses allow absorption and signal confidence. The final element is authenticity. Researcher Brené Brown calls it the choice to let ourselves be seen. Picture yourself in a job interview, palms sweating, heart racing. You're not alone. 92% of adults feel anxious about interviewing. Your livelihood compresses into a brief conversation where you must project confidence without cockiness, eagerness without desperation. The secret lies in transforming distress into eustress. Preparation shifts nervous energy from debilitating threat into energizing challenge. Research your potential employer obsessively: company history, leadership, competitors, industry position. Dress one notch above the company's standard. This alone boosts hiring chances by 5%. First impressions form within half a second and trigger confirmation bias that colors everything afterward. When you meet your interviewer, stand, approach with a smile, shake hands while maintaining eye contact and using their name. Strategic smiling matters. Applicants who smiled at the beginning and end, but less during the middle, were hired more frequently. Speak clearly at a slower pace. Downward inflection exhibits command, while upward inflection signals uncertainty. Pause before responding to eliminate verbal viruses. Mirror your interviewer's body language subtly. Close strong, stand, shake hands, smile, make eye contact, use their name, express gratitude. Remember that once words are spoken, they can't be taken back. Barack Obama stood exhausted in Greenwood, South Carolina, during a low point in his 2007 campaign. When only a handful appeared, Edith Childs, a local NAACP member, began chanting, "Fired up, ready to go." Her enthusiasm transformed Obama, teaching him that one voice can change a room and ultimately change the world. Leadership isn't about position, it's about influence. As researcher Sue Ashford notes, people grant a leader identity by their willingness to follow. Effective leadership balances strength, which garners respect, with warmth, which reaps support. Communication style profoundly impacts engagement. Donald Rumsfeld's Snowflake Memo system, over 20,000 white notes descending like a blizzard from his Pentagon office, proved deeply unpopular. His successor, Robert Gates, immediately switched to face-to-face communication. Understanding impersonal approaches breed resentment. Employee engagement measures emotional commitment to organizational goals. Research shows 80% identify communication as the most important managerial skill, and more than half leave jobs due to poor relationships with bosses. Recognition motivates powerfully. 70% would work harder if recognized. Neuroscientist Alex Korb explains gratitude activates the brain's dopamine system, making social interactions more enjoyable. Approximately 50% of change initiatives fail during execution due to inadequate communication. Gallup found up to 70% of variance in team engagement traces to the manager-employee relationship. Leaders can instantly improve by talking less and listening more. Studies show 70% of millennials stay longer at jobs offering personal development opportunities. And Wharton research found connecting jobs to meaningful purpose increases productivity by as much as 5 times. An African proverb teaches, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Dr. John Gottman's research reveals we connect through bids for connection, efforts to get attention indicating desire for connection. These can be verbal, you won't believe what I just saw, or nonverbal, sharing a link, bacon cookies. You can turn toward a bid favorably, turn away by ignoring it, or turn against it with hostility. The critical finding, if a bid is rejected, the probability of that person making another bid drops to almost zero. In workplaces, bids happen constantly through eye contact, email responses, or hallway conversations. Giving undivided attention, putting away phones during conversations, shows others they're valued. Reframe networking as mutually beneficial opportunities. Simple icebreakers like compliments or requests for help effectively start interactions. Harvard research shows people who ask more questions are perceived as more likable. The fundamental rule, give more than you get, focused on creating mutual benefit by asking, how can I help? This transforms transactional encounters into meaningful relationships. Stories outperform statistics. Audiences retain 65 to 70% of information paired with stories versus only 5 to 10% of statistics alone. Stories trigger oxytocin release, encouraging empathy and emotional investment. Master 5 story types. The origin story reveals company formation and values. The value story demonstrates client benefits. The challenge story shows adaptation through difficulties. The implementation story illustrates successful execution. The solution story demonstrates problem-solving capabilities. Effective storytelling builds suspense by withholding information, triggering dopamine release. Surprise intensifies emotions by 400% and builds new neural pathways. When crafting business stories, avoid making yourself the hero. Focus on listener benefits. Generate feelings through short sentences, simple words, and active voice. Create clear heroes and villains audiences can root for or against. Shark Tank introduces inventors through personal struggles, creating emotional investment. Feedback drives development. Negative feedback enables growth, while positive reinforces good habits. Deliver feedback with mutuality, shared goals, clarity, minimal buffer, timeliness, immediate adjustment, and empathy. Focus on performance, not personality. Electronic communication drops message accuracy from 70% spoken to 50% email due to missing vocal dynamics and facial expressions. For impromptu speaking, project confidence through solid posture, eye contact, appropriate smiling, pausing before starting, and controlled speech rate. In a world drowning in information but starving for connection, your ability to communicate is your lifeline to meaning and impact. Every conversation is an arrow you release. Will it hit the bullseye or disappear into the void? The difference requires intentionality, not talent or charisma, just the deliberate decision to align your words with clear purpose and your delivery with genuine presence. Your personal brand is being written whether you're conscious of it or not. Start today. Define your three words. Craft your personal brand statement. Practice your origin story. Give someone genuine recognition. Ask more questions than you answer. Put your phone away and be fully present. Remember that networking isn't about collecting contacts, it's about creating value for others. When you align intention with purpose, you don't just communicate, you connect, inspire, and move people to action. In a fragmented world of 2,617 daily phone touches and meetings that waste billions, be the person who makes others feel seen, heard, and valued. Virginia Woolf wrote, "Communication is health. Communication is truth. Communication is happiness." Master the bullseye principle, and you transform every interaction from transactional to transformational, from forgettable to unforgettable, from noise to signal.